Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
80922.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Charles Strabe.
I'm sorry, what was the last name?
Strabe. Straeb.
Thank you. And could you confirm your address for me, please?
2851 Dapples Court, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80922.
All right, thank you for that information. And give me one moment to pull up the account. And I apologize for the wait. The account's still loading.
All right.
Okay, and I do have your order here for the Stealth Elite drone that was ordered on the 12th.
When was that mailed out?
Let me check the tracking. Okay, I'm showing confirmed delivery to your address on the 19th.
Was that part of the survey?
You may have completed a survey to get to the offer as far as to get it sent out to you for $9.97, and you also bundled it with the warranty for $9.97.
But it's for the charge is $67.32.
Yes, the reason for the charge when you placed the original order, the Stealth Elite drone, it was a welcoming gift to join our online electronics store. So with the terms and conditions for the offer, if you didn't cancel that out within 72 hours, it does charge you the membership fee. Also, with that membership charge, it sends to your account a $125 gift card voucher each month that you're signed up. So that way you're able to shop at our online discount store and make purchases.
Well, if I remember right, the drone was supposed to be free if you took the survey, which I did. I do not remember anything about charges for memberships and stuff like that.
Okay, well, I do apologize for the misunderstanding, but that's the reason for the charge. Again, it is a monthly membership until you cancel it.
Well, first of all, I'm canceling it. And second of all, I'd like a refund of the $67.32.
Okay, I'll be glad to go ahead and get the account canceled. I'm sorry, but regarding the charge, that is a valid charge. The voucher was sent to your email on the 17th. Now, the most that I could do regarding a refund is to credit back 35% of that, which would be $23.56.
No, I should be giving a full refund. That could be even illegal. That's inappropriate advertising.
Again, I'm sorry about the misunderstanding, but in order for us to bill your card automatically, you did have to agree to the terms and conditions when you ordered the drone itself.
Well, the terms and conditions are part of that small print stuff that isn't even underneath where it says free drone and then the survey. All it says is, do you agree to the terms and conditions?
Right. So in those terms and conditions, that's what it mentions. What I can go ahead and do, I did cancel the account. I can meet you halfway for the misunderstanding and do a 50% refund, and that would be $33.66.
Yeah. That's crazy. This is really way out there. This is a scam, really.
can. I do have a confirmation number for your cancel also. Would you like to take this number down?
Please.
Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay, go ahead.
It is 262-650.
262-650.
724.
724. I still feel I should get a full refund on that.
I'm sorry, I was not able to do so for you due to that voucher being sent out. You are still welcome to take advantage of that gift card and make purchases with. It does not reactivate your membership.
What voucher being sent out are you talking about?
So when you were charged the $67.32, it's a membership to our online discount store. And with the charge, you receive a $125 gift card so you can shop at our store online.
Well, I didn't even know about any of that. That must have been in the terms and conditions.
Yes.
So how would I know that?
Well, it was in the terms and conditions, which you had the opportunity to read. So it looks like you may have maybe misunderstood or looked over those.
Well, that small print, you know, the court ruled that that small print isn't necessarily binding.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but according to your bank and your financial institution, when you agreed to the terms and conditions, you did give pre-consent for us to charge you because we can't bill your car without your consent.
No. The terms and conditions are set up so that supposedly you're agreeing to it. The bank isn't going to get to the middle of it unless I reverse the charges, which I just may do.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, the 50% refund is the most that I could do. What I could do is reach out to my supervisor to see what they can do for you, but I'm not able to issue that full refund. So do you mind if I place
well,
you on a brief hold?
All right, please.
All right, just a moment. And I appreciate you being patient. My supervisor is looking over your account now, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for holding. My supervisor was able to issue the full refund for that $67.32. It does take about 3 to 5 business days to receive that refund back to your card.
All right. Could you please make sure that any accounts or things that are associated with this particular company or business are canceled?
Yes, and I did provide you with that confirmation number, which confirms your account was canceled today for you.
Well, that's for this one specific thing. Are there any others floating out there that could be canceled?
No, sir. I don't have anything else on this account.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.